This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day.
Happy Wednesday.
It's hump day.
Today's hump day.
Oh, today's hump day.
Oh, hump day.
Hump day. Hello.
You heard it here first.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Maria Athens.
Check on her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See what Susie's up to. I like that lady's home. My male dental. Hey,
new.
This is the last week of our giveaway that we're doing at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. Nest Audio from Google. Your very own home speaker. You can stream all your favorite music. And, of course, Alice, leave us on all day. We're giving it away at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. We give you a code word, and then you text the word to 20357, and you've got a chance at it. Message and data rates apply. Only today, tomorrow, and Friday left. You realize we're going on vacation in a week and a half?
No, I don't realize that. Are you serious?
Yeah. I looked at the calendar this morning. I'm like, oh, my God. It's after next week. That's crazy.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's right around the corner.
No, I didn't realize that at all.
Well, I'm happy to give you the happy news on the happy Wednesday.
It's nice to hear. But I actually am just living so, like, day to day. Here's the day. Tomorrow's tomorrow.
All these days.
It doesn't even occur to me to look at that.
Have a great
Wednesday.
You mother...
Oh, my God.
I was playing with
it's perfect. Here. Great job.
That's wonderful. More like that, Bryn. I love that.
You got it, dude.
It looks like she's still in jail.
Nobody came to bail her out? Surprise.
Oh, no, this is older. Okay, so she must have been bailed out.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I would think with a 10 to 1 ratio on women, 100 guys would show up, you know, to bail. It's like, hey, I saved you.
Right. I'll clear my pockets for that. Chances are good, right?
Would you like to post my bail?
Although, if you look her up, we're talking about the reporter from Alaska that was clearly unhinged at some point over a failed relationship. I'm not even sure what that was about, but it says hostile and unwell. And there's, you know, that's the headline for her. And you just go, oh, crunch. That is not.
That's not what you want your headline to have. Hostile and unwell.
Right.
Oh, Maria. Well, if she ever wants to call in, we'd love to have her. Do a report from Alaska. Yes. Yes. You don't want to talk to Maria Athens? See what's going on with her?
I don't know.
We should probably tape it, though.
Our broadcasting license way.
But, we should tape it because
right,
she is mother, father, fun. Anywho, I'm going to start with golf.
Okay.
Maybe the greatest golf shot you'll ever see. This guy, John Rahm. I think he's a Spanish dude.
Okay.
He was warming up at the Masters. It was his 26th birthday.
Which is weird news right now that they're playing in fall. Like, it's normally I think it's a spring event or something.
I do not know the timing, but it does seem like golf season would be winding down.
Right.
Anyway, this guy, his name is John Rahm. I guess he's a rising star in the world of golfers, and he's just warming up. He's like, you know, going around, taking a few practice shots, doing some things. He is on hole number 16, and I guess that there's a tradition in Augusta, Georgia, that you skip your ball across the, that's like the deal. You skip your ball across this pond in your warm up before you get to the hole. It's a fairly short hole actually too. So have a look at what happens. So here he is, he's warming up, takes a look, makes his swing, skips that ball right across the pond, and it gets right up onto the green, and it's still rolling, and it's rolling, and it's going, and there's the flag.
Oh, it's going for the pin.
And, oh, it's curving down a little bit of
it's
a hill there.
Wow, he
and
nailed it.
And it's a hole in one after skipping it across. This is, I don't care about golf. I, you know, Tiger Woods, the only thing I can tell you about golf. He's a guy who plays it. This guy just hit the most beautiful hole in one I've ever seen in my life. Just like the ball skips like a stone across the
line.
Yeah,
I've never,
so cool.
I've never heard of that tradition, and I've never seen that done. That was really impressive.
It was really, it's a really cool shot, and it's a. It, we'll put that up. Where you want to put that on the Facebook page?
Sure, sounds good.
Just take a look at that. That's just fun. And on his 26th birthday, it's a birthday shot. It's great.
And they have video, which is the best part because, you know, telling someone you got a hole in one and how you did it is great. Being able to show someone that you actually did what you just said you could do, that is badass.
Yep. Good day for John Rahm. So remember that name. Or don't, you know. It might be his one moment of glory.
Yeah, I was going to say that doesn't mean he'll win anything this weekend, but good for him.
But clearly knows how to play golf. Good job, buddy. Oprah Winfrey has revealed her favorite things for 2020, which I will say this, because I like the Goop list. I might be the only person who waits for that. What crazy ass thing did Gwyneth put on her?
I like
holiday?
The candle. I like a candle
well,
that smells like
I think that I need
her.
To get you that candle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Now she's got the roll-on perfume that smells like her.
Oh, all right. Well, I like right? that, too.
Sure. I'll get you some of that perfume. Anyway, Oprah also does a list every year. And I've bought stuff off Oprah's list. I love Oprah's list. I bought some sneakers last year that I liked.
Do you remember when she had those, were they English muffins from someplace in Napa?
Yes.
And we
I think
like,
they were English muffins or cinnamon roll, something from a bakery in Napa.
I thought they were English muffins, but either way, it was something that was made in Napa that she loves. And we were like, well, we got to try that. And
yeah.
They're sold out all the time.
They were like, no, you guys don't rank. The answer's no.
Right.
Sorry. Tell us when you get to Oprah status.
I'm like, okay, call you never.
Right.
Oh, yeah, there they are. There's Oprah. Of course, Oprah can have those. Even, you know, but that's bread. It can't be on any diet.
Right.
She breaks her diet for that. Anyway, she's got her favorite things for 2020. She's in a lot of black businesses. She specifically went with a lot of...
Good for her.
Yes. It's been a crazy year, as you know, but she's giving you something to look forward to this holiday season. The annual list puts a spotlight on black-owned businesses. Black-owned and black-led business tags denote items ranging from lipstick and blankets to dolls and food. So whatever you're looking for, she's got it on there. There were a few things and that are fairly, I mean, not cheap, but reasonable by comparison to some, like, what did you do yesterday? The Neiman Marcus list, like where no one can touch any of this stuff. She's got things like vegan leather bags. They call it the Bushwick Birkin. It's accessible luxury. It's just a tote bag, $200, but still far less than you might've paid for a bag, I guess. Mm-hmm. By Chari initial rings. And these are really cute. They're just a simple gold band with a letter on them. So you can wear somebody's letter or you can spell a word out with these really simple, thin gold bands. They're really pretty. And they are, I want to say they're $60 a piece. So you get whatever letters you need to spell out. Like, Vinny, you could wear a Sarah ring because that
I'll wear that. Sure.
Oh, I'm sure your wife would love that. She's like, hey, it's my radio wife.
She knows who you are and and how we are. She wouldn't have a problem with it.
She's also got fleece dog hoodies. Like if you got a little ankle biter or something, you know, mm-hmm, that will actually put up with a little hoodie. They're really cute. They've got like a little, they have a hood and the arm things and then the thing that goes over their butt. You know how the little sweaters are for dogs and stuff, kind of open on the bottom, but they're really cute. They say things like loved or blessed down the back of them. So they're very cute, only $75. She's got some travel blankets. There's a, this one's expensive, $3,500, a terrace TV. It's designed to withstand the elements. They're saying rain, snow, extreme heat, anything you can throw at this TV, it can stay out on the wall out there outside.
All right.
And you can turn it on, watch it. $3,500 though. But it's big. You know, it's a just what you think. It's a flat screen TV that somehow it's got a special coating on it or something. It's made by Samsung. Something called the Yeti Air Fryer. People are doing this air fryer thing. I hear about this. Brittany, don't you have an air fryer?
Yeah, I love it. It's super easy. And
so just no oil? What's the deal?
Yeah, we usually spray some of the canola oil on it just to have some oil on it. But then it doesn't use, you're not drenching it in oil. You know what I mean? So we make our fries in it. Yesterday, I warmed up some of the fish in there just to get some crisp on the outside without having to drench it in oil. So
easy,
it seems healthier.
Is it easy to clean or not easy?
Yeah, you can take out the whole, it's like a little, I don't know.
Basket. Is that
Yeah,
the...
exactly. You take out that basket, you throw it in the sink, and you just wash it the same way you would anything else.
I know Yeti because they make travel mugs.
Oh, it's actually Y-E-D-I.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah, it's a different company because I thought the same thing. I'm like, are they spelling Yeti wrong? This one is it's $150. Fry a chicken to a healthier way to bake a cake. So I don't know if you're looking for something new in the kitchen, because it's funny how everyone was making bread. Everyone was the whole first few months of the pandemic. Everyone was baking. Now everyone's like, I am so sick of cooking. I just want to go to a restaurant and have someone make me a meal and not have to clean up afterward. Another thing on Oprah's list here is it's called the Judy the Safe Kit. Judy makes these preparedness kits apparently, and it's it basically the safe features 24 items that support a family of four for 72 hours, so which is nice. They say these kits are great because they've got some calories in there, they've got some water in there, there's some tools, there's some warmth, there's all these different things, and they've got this, it's, as I'm looking at the pictures of it, it's really nicely organized. Like, everything is sort of in a box within a carrying case. So, and is it Gavin or who was, I don't know, a couple of years ago they were saying, you should be ready to do 72 hours without any help.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a cool thing. If you like truffles and truffle sauces and oils and stuff.
Do you?
I am not a truffle fan. I find that it's overbearing and cloying. Do you like truffle?
No.
I love truffles.
Yeah. I don't dislike the flavor, but I'll have three truffle fries and I've had enough truffle for the time being, you know? Are you a guy who puts truffle oil on everything? It's expensive too.
We have truffle salt, and it's funny, Cameron's always asking for it. I want truffle salt. She'll sit there and lick the plate. I'm like, don't do that. That's a lot of sodium.
Leave the lid shut and even just fake the salt, because the kid will go like, I need, all right.
Oh, that's a good idea. Sucker.
I mean,
God, I love salt. I'd be mad if you did that to me. Like, where's the salt? This isn't salty enough. There's nothing like a slice of plain cheese pizza, really hot, with salt on it, and then...
Yeah, it sounds really good. Thanks.
My mouth is watering right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, she got some truffle sauces for $60. She's got some honey for $50. And then something called 54 Thrones African Beauty Butter Collection. And it looks pretty large, but it's all kinds of, hand creams and body creams and to keep you all soft and sexy. Keep you all lubed up, and that's $80. And that actually, the presentation on that looks really nice. Like, that might be a nice Christmas gift for someone who likes lotion. I know that DeJesus likes lotion. I guess we're probably not going to do a Secret Santa this year, what with us not being able to see each other. But that's what I would have gotten you this year, because I constantly see you rubbing lotion on your hands.
My hands are so bad that they're bleeding on my knuckles because of how dry it is.
So. All these, yeah, you know what? All these months of doing this sanitizer, and now everything is so dry. On top of my cracked, bleeding hands, I've got electricity sparking every time I touch somebody.
Yeah, every time I get off this chair, I spark something.
Right.
Oh, well, that studio in particular, no one would ever believe me, but I would walk around with my headphones on. It would shock my head.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's not just me.
No, it's not just you. That's
actually just that headphone jack that you're on.
Oh, yeah, it's that jack.
Serious. Oh, lucky you.
I know. Every time I would get up, I'd have to shrink away from it because I knew it was coming. I knew I'd survive it because I had so many times before.
Yeah, I always thought you were fooling us, but then I tried your side before and I was like, ah.
Yeah, it was quite a little lightning strike. Yeah,
it sucks when it's right on your ear too, and then it's like, oh, all right.
I know. Wow. Anyway, I just rubbed my lotion. I got this really nice lotion. It's from Aesop. Shame, ding ding shame. Their crap is so good. They do this hand soap, Vinny.
Crap.
Who?
So good.
I don't mean their crap. AESOP, like Aesop's Fables.
Oh,
Aesop.
Okay.
I think they're Australian. My girlfriend had this stuff at her house, and it's just a hand soap, but it has little beads of pumice in it, so it's really nice. It just sort of sloughs everything off your hands. I love it, so I got some of that, and then
Japanese.
Oh, it's Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
No, I thought it was Australian.
Well, their website, aesop.com, is all in Japanese.
No, that's not it then. Or is it? Well, is it?
It has. Here, let me show you the website. Tell me if it's the same stuff.
I ordered off their website, and it was in English.
Well, there's
a... That's stuff. Yeah, that's
yeah.
stuff.
There well, there's a translation yeah. option, but everything's in Japanese.
Huh.
You see those words there?
I do.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they're in Japanese. They could be in any Asian language.
I'm pretty sure that's not Australian.
No, it's not. Nope.
And I know my Australian. I like to kiss that way.
Mm. Gross. Mm.
Don't say gross. You love it too.
No, I don't. I hate that.
Yes, you do.
Please. It's too sandy. All right. Next up.
What did you say?
It's Australia. Sandy place. You know, the outback. Hello.
Oh, okay.
Listen to this. This is great news. CBS is taking a huge step forward regarding diversity. This is amazing. It's actually, I meant to do this the other day ago, but I just, you know how this show is. We don't get to anything. From here on out, all of their unscripted shows have to have casts that are at least 50% non-white. That includes Survivor, Big Brother, Love Island. Isn't CBS also Amazing Race?
Yep.
They're going to commit. And so any unscripted show has to be at least 50% non-white. Also, CBS is committing at least 25% of its annual unscripted budget to projects created or co-created by minorities, and they want at least 40% representation in writers' rooms.
I love that.
That's a big stand to take. I think it's great. Network says the reality TV genre is an area that's especially underrepresented and needs to be more inclusive across development, casting, production, and all phases of storytelling. So there's that. Oh, and before I run out of time, I wanted to make sure I got to this. There's a new TV show that's being launched on Oprah's network, and it stars an Oakland chef. Mm. Her name is Tanya Holland. She is the owner of, this is apparently a very popular Oakland soul food restaurant. It's called Brown Sugar Kitchen, and she's getting her own TV show. It's called Tanya's Kitchen Table, and it's a cooking show that's going to launch on this Saturday, November 14th, on Oprah Winfrey's own TV network. She'll showcase cooking local while thinking global. Yeah, it goes on to talk about what her aspirations for the show are, but I just thought that's great. Oakland's own Tanya Holland gets her own show on Oprah's network. Yay! And that's all I got time for. Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, I'll tell you where veterans can get something free to eat today because it's Veterans Day. I'll also tell you, let's see here. Oh, I'll give you some really crazy kid names and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.